the UBO Business Services Studios. You're listening to KTXX-FM at HD1 BK, KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. Guests of the Horn appear courtesy of the Bob Steak and Chop House Hotline. Go see what all the fuss is about on Lavaca across from the W Hotel, Bob Steak and Chop House in Austin.
Time is a flat circle. Everything we've ever done or will do, we're going to do over and over and over again.
Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
Don't make me have to separate you two again. Damn it.
I don't like onions unless they're cooked. Grill it and maybe a little teriyaki on there.
There it is.
I really should represent teriyaki.
Be the teriyaki man.
That would be the only reason I would need a Costco card.
So there's a place in town where you're the Verde man, and now you could be the Verde man and the teriyaki man.
I could be.
It's a bad nursery rhyme for kids. Do you know
the Verde man? The Verde man, the Verde man. Watch out for the Rojo man. Boy, it'll clean you out, son.
It will.
Chad and Kevin.
Green and orange, or green and yellow.
With the Longhorns play, and Austin talks sports. The Horn, 104.9, AM 1260, and hornfm.com.
Afternoon delight.
Hour number two on a Thursday. This, I believe, was not written by Chris Christopherson. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling getting you the great intros. And no, Chris Christopherson is not the jolly guy in the red suit. Someone is asking us that. No, that's not true. That is not the case at all.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness. All right.
I'm going to sing that next time I go to Fresh's.
Just sing it
to people out there.
When you're walking the door.
Do y'all know the Verde man, the Verde man?
So both of the Texas teams in Major League Baseball have now gone double figures today.
Whoa.
Houston up 10-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Rangers in the bottom of the eighth have added a couple. They're up 11-4 now, adding it on in the bottom of the eighth, and there's still runners on base ready to score.
I wonder who A.O., I wonder who Alex likes growing up, because he's like I am growing up in Central Texas.
Oh, yeah, we'll find out.
Sometimes you like both. You like one or you like none.
Let's start right there on the Bob Steak and Chop House Hotline. Former Longhorn and now New Orleans Saint. Alex Okafor joins us. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing good. Let's start with that weird question away from football. Do you have a baseball team in the state of Texas that you root for, considering you're born in Dallas and you went to Pflugerville High, so do you lean more Rangers than Astros because of that?
Actually, I lean a little bit more Astros than Rangers. I've never really been huge on baseball, but if I had to pick, I'd say the Astros.
I got you.
Good year.
I was about to say, good year to be an Astros guy.
No question.
All right, Alex, talk about how cool it is. I was reading through the info of this camp coming up. You're doing a camp July 8th at Pflugerville High School. How cool is that to be in the NFL and be able to come back, give back, and do it at your high school?
Man, it's always been a dream of mine. Not too many people get an opportunity to do something so impactful in the community. And just me having the platform and the opportunity to do something like this is just, you know, one of my biggest dreams, and I'm excited about it.
Alex, you know, I think all of us as kids, if you went to camps, it was just such a big deal, not only to see guys that you looked up to, but to have them coaching you and teaching you. And later on that year, you'd say, hey, you know who taught me that? Is it that far removed? Can you remember, you know, exactly what that felt like whenever you experienced that?
Right, no, it's not too far removed at all. I've never actually been to somebody's specific camp, so this is actually a new experience for me as well. Also, we don't have that many out in the Pflugerville, Austin area.
Right.
But I just know going to maybe like Nike camps or the Texas football camp, something like that, I just remember just being excited about the opportunity just to compete and just doing something different on the weekend. I know you got your normal weekend routine, but every time you have an opportunity to do something you love, like a football camp or something like that, you're just more geeked and excited about that opportunity.
Yeah, I wasn't going to those, Alex. I was going to like the Terry Bradshaw one.
And by the way, this will be the session's coming up July 8th. The grades 4 through 8 is the early session at 7:30 in the morning. Then starting at 12:30, it's grades 9 through 12, so high school age in session 2. Limited to 200 athletes. It's only a $10 fee, which is very
nice.
Cool.
Nice. So good for you.
Alex, give the parents and kids, if they're listening, a sense. Everybody's on summer vacation now, so everybody's listening. But give them a sense for what kind of things that you've got going on at the camp.
I mean, we're going to be working more technique more than anything else, and the kids are going to be competing. Those are the two big aspects of the camp. But I wanted to get a camp out there in the Pflugerville, Austin area that'll bring in a lot of, you know, NFL guys, college guys with experience and things to offer. It wouldn't just be fair for me just to come out there and give them my side of things and what I've learned. It's better for me to bring along my friends and guys that I've met in the past and have them offer some of their experiences to the kids.
Who are some of the guys you have lined up?
I mean, I can't reveal that just yet. I have a couple of releases coming in a few weeks. So
I like it.
I don't want to spoil that.
Now, speaking of possible friends, you just couldn't stay away from Kenny Vaccaro for more than 4 years. You're going into your fifth year in the NFL. You're with the Saints now. You and Vaccaro are back together. How's the Saints experience been so far?
Man, it's been great. It's been a smooth transition. Just the opportunity to play with one of your best friends is, you know, just a great opportunity within itself, man. And like always, we push each other. So I think it's going to be a great year for the both of us.
Yeah, it should be. Well, what have you learned in your short stint here in the NFL? Coming from Texas, what's been the biggest change on the field?
On the field, it's more preparation than anything else. What separates the good and great players is, how much time you put into the film room. And how much time you invest in yourself in terms of taking care of your body. That's what really separates the good players and what allows you to play longer in the league.
Talking with Alex Okafor, and he's at aokafor57 on Twitter. But I mentioned it earlier, if you want to register for the camp, it's campokafor.com. Saturday, July 8th at Pflugerville High School is the date. It is Alex's first official youth football camp, and as you can hear, he's very excited about that. Alex, in terms of this transition, we just talked about, you know, the camps and learning things from different coaches. How much of what you'll take with you to New Orleans will you give credit to Bruce Arians for? I always hear him discussed as such a good coach and so detailed and everything. Talk about some of the things that he has given you in these first 4 years.
Well, I mean, first of all, he's turned me into a player that's wanted by other teams. If I went on here and say he didn't teach me anything, then nobody would want to sign me after those 4 years. That's first and foremost. But just more than anything, man, he just helps you grow into your own guy. He's an old school coach, and he keeps it 100 with you. He gives it to you raw. So, I mean, after a performance, after a game, you're going to know exactly where you stand. And I think that's one of the biggest things I took from him, man. No excuses with him and, you know, just do your job.
He comes off old school. He also comes off really cool and chill. Right. Is he like that in person?
Yeah, absolutely. He puts up a hard front for the media and whatnot, obviously. But, around the facility, he's definitely a player's guy. And everybody loves him around the facility, so... It's hard to get a coach with a combination of that old school edge and new school relatable to the players type guy, and I think that's what he is.
Great point.
Alex, I may be the whitest white guy out there. I could never make that Bruce Arians hat work. How does Bruce Arians make that hat look cool, man? There's no way that hat should look cool. Not on him.
He's just fashionable in general, man. I know a lot of, like, shots and angles, you just see him from, like, the neck up. But if you see some of his game day fits, man, you would see that it's no surprise that he makes these outfits work, man.
I got you.
Alex, a lot of excitement here in Austin with Tom Herman, and he hadn't coached a game yet, but it seems like he's gotten the mo working, kind of like Mac did in 98 in that first year. What have you heard from former players, and have you met him? What's your reaction so far to Herman?
No, I haven't met him yet. I need to get back out there once I start up with everything in July and whatnot. But I've just, like you said, I've heard nothing but good things, exciting things. I hear that he's great with the players. I hear that he's making them compete and pushing them as hard as possible. To be honest, I haven't heard anything negative about the guy, and that's a good start.
Yeah,
very good. Alex Okafor joining us here on the horn. Alex, when you go into this camp mindset, you mentioned this is the first time you've gotten a chance to go into a youth camp and affect these kids. What type of things, Kevin asked you about your experience in the league, now that the discussion is really out there in the NFL, it seems like a more realistic discussion about what this game does to you physically and the concussion discussion and the time in the league and all those things. What type of things do you think you'll take into that, into a camp where you know you're dealing with kids all the way as young as fourth grade?
Right. No, I mean, I'm not going to go into the camp saying don't play football, nothing like that. No, I'd be a hypocrite if I said that, because I love doing what I do right now. But I will tell them, you know the risk, obviously, and know your body. Don't go back on the field if something's not right. And that's really the most important aspect of playing this game, health-wise.
You mentioned technique, though. How important is it, especially early on, to teach proper technique to limit a lot of those, especially serious injuries?
Yeah, no, it's very important, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, on ESPN, you see the top 10 plays, and you always see guys laying other guys out, not wrapping up, just using the shoulder. And those are great hits and whatnot, but, I mean, those type of plays, you know, are more dangerous than any other type. So you've got, at a young age, you've got to learn how to tackle correctly, keep your head up, limit all the neck and concussion issues, basically.
Mm-hmm. So is that going to be something we're going to see in the camp? I mean, how do you do that with a camp, obviously, with trying to keep it safe, but also teaching kids the proper technique?
Right. Well, I mean, first of all, we're not going to have pads on,
right,
so the impact is going to be low. But, I mean, we're definitely going to learn how to wrap up correctly, keep your head up, keep your neck flat and whatnot, and just the proper technique starting at a really young age so that, you know, they can just carry it on through their football career. And then I'm going to be open book. So if there's any questions by parents or the guys competing, you know, I'll be there just to answer those questions as well.
Yeah, that's it's great to hear. Alex Okafor joining us here on the horn. And also along those lines, Alex, 4 years into the NFL, how's your experience been so far in terms of that? I saw the story the other day with, you know, Warren Sapp, obviously in the Hall of Fame now and outside of his career, talking about memory loss and things like that. The guys you're around and also your experience, what's it been like 4 years in?
I mean, everybody's experience is going to be a little different. But for me, I mean, the game has been great to me. I have no complaints. I've had my few issues injury-wise, but luckily it's been nothing serious. And I've been able to bounce back pretty quickly. So, I mean, the NFL has been great to me, and I have no complaints, and I just want to be able to continue doing this for a long time.
That's awesome.
You had a long, nice career here at Texas and did a lot of good things. When you think about your career and you talk to maybe younger kids that ask you questions, is it a place that you recommend still to go to?
Oh, absolutely, especially since this is home for me, man. There's no better university in the country, no better program, no better facilities. And, I mean, looking at Tom Herman and the way he started, man, it looks like we'd have no better coach than the one at UT. So, you know, there's only one place to be in my eyes.
Glad to hear home is still here.
Yeah, absolutely. Alex, did you know they're going to have glow-in-the-dark locker doors
now? I know. You missed out.
Have you seen these lockers they're going to put in there?
And I see a new video about something within the facility every single year. And we were treated great, so I have no complaints.
Yeah.
But it's starting to get ridiculous what they're doing here. And, I mean, you have to. You got to be able to compete recruiting-wise, and you got to one-up the next big school that's coming. So.
Doesn't it feel like you went to college and then moved out of the house and you went back and the parents just completely redid it? And it's like, how come I didn't live in this?
Absolutely. I'm hearing they're getting TVs in every locker and whatnot. I barely had a phone charger in mine.
Yeah, see what that – you'll learn, Alex, if you already had it. Just means you're getting old.
Once he started getting sacks, though, I bet you they gave him one.
Yeah, that's right. True. Yeah, that's right. It just means you're getting old, and it happens to everybody. Alex Okafor joining us here on the horn. Remember, the camp is Saturday, July 8th. If you have a fourth grader all the way through a 12th grader, they've got two different sessions going, fourth through eighth grade and ninth through 12th. Go to campokafor.com and get registered. Alex, how's the registration looking right now? I see it's limited to 200 athletes. Where are you right now on registration?
I'm not sure on the specific numbers. We check in weekly on that. But,
okay.
I mean, we've had great participation so far, and it's definitely filling up a lot quicker than I expected. So definitely get out there and register as soon as possible.
Awesome.
All right, Alex, one of the best things about these camps was always asking players questions, so you need to get ready. So I'm going to go ahead and get a couple primers for you. Who's the toughest offensive lineman you've gone up against in the NFL?
Toughest offensive lineman in the NFL, I would say Actually, it's a guy I went up against in Oklahoma as well, Lane Johnson. He's actually a pretty damn good tackle in the league, and we compete every time we go against each other.
Yeah. Tell me how – now you're going from a situation of Carson Palmer to Drew Brees. How can a really good quarterback in the NFL help you at your position?
First of all, the quarterback is – he leads the team. He has say overall. And to see guys like Carson and now Drew – just to see their work ethic and how they approach the game, it definitely motivates you as a player. And, you know, if you see them coming in early every single day and they've made it this far in their career, you're like, okay, well, they're doing something right. Let me follow his footsteps and do the same thing. So that's one of the biggest impacts that that's had on me.
I saw a quote that when AP came in, I guess, for OTAs, that there was just so much talk about, you know, Peterson. You can hear this guy. You can hear his his feet. How big of a freak is he in person?
Man, he's a he's everything I expected, man. When you hear these Adrian Peterson rumors and stories, and then you get to see it in person, you're like, okay, there was no boost in the stories or anything like that. Everything that I've heard was true about him, man. He's professional. He comes to work. He's huge. He's lean. I mean, he looks like he just got into the league. That's how good his body is.
Is there one story though that you have that like the first time you saw him or saw him do something, you just thought, okay, yeah, that's it.
Well, I mean, the first I don't know if it goes that far, but the first time I met him and I introduced myself to him and shook his hand, he squeezed my hand so hard that it got to the point where it was almost disrespectful. it got to the point where he was almost trying to stun me or try me or something. I don't know what was going on, but after I mean, obviously I had to keep a smile on my face and I tried squeezing back, but it was no match. And after talking to a couple of the other guys, they said the same exact thing, so I felt better.
Well,
it made me feel a lot better.
Yeah, he went 1-2 in the Red River rivalry, so it was probably that. You know, I mean, he just wishes he went to Texas like you.
Well, I was going to say,
you,
that's it.
You think that's it?
No, I was going to say that was it, but after talking to a couple of the other guys on the team, they said the same exact thing that he almost. They had to go get their hand examined after they shook his hand.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Alex. I've talked to multiple people, players, coaches, media members, and that's the one consistent story about Adrian Peterson over the years. Everybody says that. He crushes you when he shakes your hand. So, yeah, that was not personal for you. He just does that to everybody. So I'm guessing he now gets into that file of, it's a guy I'm glad I can root for and I don't have to. Now, obviously, you got to tackle him at practice at times, but I'm sure it's going to be good going 16 games watching him instead of having to deal with him.
Oh, no question. He's definitely one of those guys that, I mean, you hate going against him, but when he's on your team, go.
Yeah. AP, do whatever you need to do.
Do what you got to do. Hey, last question here for me. Have you gotten down to eating any of that good Cajun food yet?
Yeah, I have. And unfortunately, I can only eat it maybe once every 2 weeks, man. I've never had food stick to me like the way the food out here is. It's ridiculous.
Stick to you, I like that.
Yeah, because everything's sitting on top of rice, but it's all, you know, you got the
lot of starch.
And you, oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
It's good, though.
And it's some of the best food I've ever had, but, I mean, you got to control yourself. I can't eat it like I want to.
Yeah, I think the boudin would be my issue. If I had that much boudin around me, that'd be tough to stay away from.
A lot of stuff there. Fifth year in the NFL coming up for Alex Okafor, and check out this camp, July 8th at Pflugerville High School, CampOkafor.com. Alex, we always appreciate the visit. Thanks for catching up, and we'll definitely spread the word on the camp, man. Best of luck.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
Alex Okafor reuniting with Kenny Vaccaro in New Orleans.
Love that guy.
And he's obviously a part of the key for that team, because the one time the Saints got it done and won it all, it's when they had a defense to go with that offense. Drew's going to have an offense. He and Sean Payton will figure that part out. They got to get the defense going.
That's someone you want Monkey to end up with.
Yeah.
Someone like that. You know, I mean, if you got a daughter, it's one of those, all right, I may not want it, but I want it to be a good guy. He's a definition of that.
Okafor, the Achos, a certain group of those defensive guys at Texas, and really cool.
I didn't know you were into polygamy.
You have.
Oh, you just meant one of them.
Right. Well,
okay.
Yeah,
I thought you wanted all of them to marry Monkey.
That's not what I meant. I meant really good, smart guys, football players.
How's Monkey doing?
What I meant. She's good. She's enjoying summer.
She going to be calling?
No, she's trying to get. Hope not. She's trying to get reacclimated. You know, when you're 10, and you're trying to get reset from Hawaii, it's a whole different experience.
Okay,
So the other day she slept.
Yeah, that is tough.
Oh, yeah. The other day she like, but she likes to stay up and stuff. So we're trying to get her to go to sleep. We're probably not this, well, not probably. We are not the strictest parents when it comes to summertime.
Good.
I like letting her stay up a little.
My parents did the same thing.
I'll wake up at 2 in the morning.
What's the worst? You're going to prank Alex Jones? Yeah. You know what I mean? Come on.
She'll be out there watching TV, like grinding at 2:15. I'll walk out there and go to bed. What are you doing? She's like, well, no, I'm, you know, it's summertime.
So. You're up.
Right. Well, no, I was getting up like to go to the bathroom or something. Oh, okay. I wasn't consistently up.
Oh, okay.
But now, yeah, before I go to
bed. We know that's a process. You'll be up after that.
That's right.
Fan on, light on.
A lot goes on.
Fire extinguisher.
There's
everything.
A lot of things going on there. Coming up, we'll get you updated on the Rangers and Astros. Both are having a very good time in getaway games today. Kevin's got a one and done for you here in this 4 o'clock hour as well. It is NBA Draft Thursday, brought to you by Undeveloped Potential and Upside. This is The Horn. Chad and Kevin with you on a Thursday. Bass player of NXS has a birthday.
Now this is NXS.
Yeah, this is who NXS for. This is off the same album, I think. I think New Emotion was Kick.
Cry, baby, cry. But when you got to get it out.
I love the pace.
Yeah, this was the height for them. Kick was like 86, 87.
I was just going to ask you to guess the year.
86 or 87?
I'm going to say 86.
87 was Appetite for Destruction, and I put it in kind of them in the same area, so I'm going to say 87.
You're good.
87?
He's good.
He is, okay. I'm telling you.
Because I just remember those two bands launching at the same time.
I smelled Greg Swindell in Austin.
They are.
Apparently he was already in Cleveland.
That was the biggest moments for each one of those bands.
Usually you can smell Cleveland.
By the way, if you're a fan of Guns N' Roses, while driving home last night, I came up with a stupid Guns N' Roses question, and here it is.
Okay.
Specs text line is 337-3776. What is the greatest Guns N' Roses song that's not on Appetite for Destruction? Discuss. There you go.
You know me.
There
you're going to have to...
I called Sacramento.
Lay out cards and everything and show me.
We had the discussion last night. I really think there are about 5 songs or so in competition. But, okay. We can throw that on the text line if you want. All right.
5, really?
I think there's about 5 songs up for that discussion.
Civil War.
Yep.
Don't Cry.
Nope, not that
could
one.
Be Mine.
Yes. I think it's those.
November Rain.
Yep, that's got to be in the discussion.
What about One in a Million?
I wouldn't go quite there. I'd go Patience.
Patience off of Wise is...
Now, you see the smile on my face?
Yeah.
One in a Million creates that smile on my face because it is maybe the most inappropriate song ever written.
Oh, that is ever
written.
That is on that level of the Tupac song where he's just straight up dissing Biggie Smalls. Oh, I forget which album it's on, but that is
a great song.
Freaking goes off. That song is along those lines.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, if you're jumping in, man, the Texas teams are killing it in Major League Baseball today. The Astros got off to a little better start since they had 10 runs by the end of the second inning. It's 10-1. What are you doing, Stros? Letting the A's score. End of the fifth, 10-1 Astros, and the Rangers have finished it off with Toronto. They win 11-4 today. That's a way to end a series before you have a chance to get away. Coming into the day, the Rangers were down 13 games to the Astros. So 12.5 right now, Kevin, if the A's can come back.
Yeah, but you're thinking wild card. So that ain't happening. But here's what would suck is if you don't trade some of your veterans because you're close enough to get the wild card, but you don't, and you feel like you're what could have been a year where you restock the minor leagues because there's not much there. You've given up a lot, and I get that. The Cubs did too. You need to, if you've got a shot to win the whole thing, you got to make some moves, but you obviously want to get there. So it's a weird thing as a fan. You either want to make sure you're in the playoffs or not be close.
Right, yeah, I think they're going to get stuck somewhere in the middle.
I think they may.
I think they're going to get stuck. I think they're going to.
Or get in.
I think they're going to battle for it and just miss. I think that's where they're going to be.
Oh, look at you.
I think they're going to be just out of the wild card.
Captain Optimism.
No, I'm just saying right now. Wearing
your Mavs shirt.
I'm saying where they sit right now is I think where they're going to be sitting at the end of the year. They'll put up a fight, but I think they'll be just out of that second wild card
spot.
There's
a lot of good teams.
Obviously, I hope I'm wrong. Breaking news, Trey.
You guys ready to hear what Bill Cosby plans on doing now that there was a, I think it was a mistrial that was...
It was a mistrial. I saw this headline and I was hoping it was fake, so go ahead and tell.
Doing something rapey?
Tell everybody.
You judge for yourself. Bill Cosby is going to hold town hall meetings to teach young men and women how to avoid being accused of sexual assault.
Oh, my God.
Good grief. That is...
Look, so and I'm despicable. Usually the first to say, hey, they were proven innocent, okay? That many? And because it's a statute of limitation? No. No, publicly, he needs to feel it.
That is unbelievable.
That's, wow.
Are they going to be televised? Is he going to put them on television somewhere just to make sure everybody can see that garbage?
Who would pick that up?
He's actually going to have children.
Megyn Kelly, maybe?
He's actually going to have children act out the different scenes.
No.
Kids say the darndest thing when they're trying to sexually assault one
animated
another.
Stuff or something. Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's exactly what we need. I mean, that's the problem.
Ugh.
And there are people that are accused wrongly, but a town hall and you're the one who's hosting it? All right.
Yeah. All right. Let's get you a big three here. Get you all caught up.
You think Peter's going to be there?
Big three.
I don't think so. Let's hope not. Brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Dan Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com. Told you about the Astros and Rangers, both with big leads right now, 11-1. Astros have added another one, and 11-4, the Rangers win today. Tonight in Omaha, it's another elimination game. This time, it is at Louisville and TCU. So you Horned Frog fans, this is where you try to stay alive. 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN2. Last night, LSU and their bats beat Florida State 7-4. Just two is all they needed.
Yeah.
Jared Poche,
eight innings.
You guys
had more money as a program.
By the way, I wanted to ask you that question, Kevin. I have limited, as you know, limited organized baseball experience, but I have played a tad, just a skosh of softball.
Mm-hmm.
In those games, occasionally, the women use one bat and the men use one bat. You're telling me that doesn't occur in college baseball?
No.
No?
If you're passing one or two bats, that's when it's obvious. And that's how everyone last night knew, texting with the guy who was in the press box. He's like, yeah, you know, it's one or two bats. That's when it's pretty obvious. And that's when the catcher's going to see something, and you know, the catcher wants to take a look at it, because they can be messing with the bat and say, you know what, that doesn't sound right, and this doesn't look right.
So at this point in college baseball, are you telling me that the only recourse they have is getting the bat out of rotation?
Pretty much. I mean, they should have forfeited in 2009, and they probably should have last night. I mean, if there's that many, yeah. I mean, and also, I don't know why there's no punishment for the 15 that are 20 or 20 that came from maybe LSU or other clubs. I mean, yeah, so why not try it, right?
Because I would think if you wanted to make a
rule... take it out of rotation?
Yeah, if you wanted to make a rule that would be effective, I would think this is a pretty good idea. If you have two guys that used a bat that you take out of rotation, they're both thrown out of the game.
I think you have to do butts up with Paul Maneri, and you get the guy who throws hardest on your team.
All right.
And he gets a baseball, and he gets three cracks.
Or that...
Maneri does get to cup himself.
As long as you televise it.
As
long as you
in between innings.
Yeah.
Let's go down to Laura Rutledge.
Tomorrow we'll get to see Oregon State back in action. They've had a nice rest. They visited the zoo probably twice. And 2 o'clock tomorrow is Oregon State and LSU. And of course tonight it's the NBA draft. I think they're doing it in Brooklyn this year. Potential as far as the eye can see. The latest stories: Spurs are shopping LaMarcus Aldridge, and he's mad about it, and he wants a trade. Chauncey Billups is weighing his offer from Cleveland. Did you hear this offer? 5-year deal? They've offered him a 5-year deal to be president of basketball ops.
Ketch talked about it, and I heard someone else today nationally kind of talking about it, but Ketch definitely hit it. It's that the reason, I guess, is because Gilbert likes Billups. He was a Quicken Loans rep.
Like a spokesperson or rep.
When he was in Detroit,
mm-hmm.
And he likes him.
Yeah, and I've also heard that Billups has a really good relationship with Lou. Not with LeBron, but with Tyronn Lue.
Okay.
Apparently they like each other.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What's wrong with this sport?
I don't know, but I know they're going...
What the hell are they doing?
They're going into the draft. This is the Eastern Conference champions going into the draft tonight with no GM. That's what we're watching. And Dan Gilbert has never... How about this?
I feel like it's 98 in baseball. I mean,
Gilbert's been there 12 years as the owner. He has never given a GM a second contract. Not one.
Not one, yeah.
All his GMs are gone after one deal.
We talked about it yesterday, but I didn't mention it. You saw the tweet that LeBron sent out, right?
Yes, in support of Griffin.
Yes!
In support of the previous GM. Oh, it's a...
No, something's going on there. Something's going on.
Soap opera. There was also something going on when a draft prospect worked out for the New York Knicks. That something was Phil Jackson falling asleep. According to this... according to the prospect, he told...
Was Rich Eisen doing a show?
He told Jay Williams, and Jay Williams told all of us that apparently is what's happened. Tonight at 6, the suits start flying at ESPN 6 o'clock. That's still fun, right? They still wear cool suits?
I think better now.
Maybe?
They showed Jalen Rose in a suit. I mean, look, even if your parents have a little bit of money, you probably don't have a nice tailored suit coming out of college. And so
first big opportunity
a lot of these
to
kids,
do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, don't have any money, maybe get some from your agent. But also, you don't know how to necessarily get a, you know, what a tight suit feels like at that age, and it looked like he was in pajamas.
And I've always...
He's not the only one.
Here's the other thing, and they've been doing it in the NBA now a few years, and Russell Westbrook, I think, started it. I think guys in the NBA know that they can wear just about anything, and it will look better on them than it will on the rest of the population.
Right, but it doesn't mean it looks good.
True, but I think they're taunting the rest of us by saying, hey, look at this, I'm going to wear
but who are you really taunting?
A silver suit, and I can make... They're saying I can even make this look good.
They're wrong.
That's what they're trying to tell us.
Some of them are wrong.
You're right. I know. Some of them are.
I agree that you and I would look even more ridiculous.
Yes.
I'm with you on that.
We would look terrible.
Doesn't mean you don't look ridiculous, though.
That's fair. That is fair. All right. There's some big three for you. Let's jump on into one and done. Get our first one and done of this Thursday, shall we?
Peter liked to be.
Peter.
And with me.
Done.
I forgot to ask about dolphins.
I forgot to ask Alex Okafor about dolphins.
Yeah, he's a big dolphin guy. And I wanted to know if the Miami Dolphins, they talk a lot of trash.
I don't know if Tannehill's mouthing off out there.
He better not be.
No, he probably is not. He's just enjoying his money.
Yeah.
They paid me how much? One and done, brought to you by the Texas Card House, Austin's premier poker club. If you love cards and you're looking for a great place to play, check out Texas Card House, texascardhouse.com, and they're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Texas Card House. Here's Kevin Dunn.
Funny stuff there. All right, we got some good texts coming in. We'll get to that here in a little bit. I was talking about dolphins with you.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see any dolphins in Hawaii?
No, we didn't see dolphins.
You didn't? Is that on the list?
Didn't see dolphins. We didn't really have a dolphin thing on the list. It's not really that it's not whale watching time of year. And
well, there are dolphins there, though.
There are dolphins there, but we didn't have, we didn't do that. Didn't do like a dinner cruise or anything like that.
A little disappointed in that.
I'm sorry.
A little disappointed, but you played catch, so.
We played plenty of catch. I did the ATV tour and got her all muddy and mad. I mean, I did what I could.
So I tried. My computer is pretty much on the fritz, so it's hard to text, takes like 5 minutes to get one tweet out because everything's all jacked up. That's going to be taken care of tomorrow morning. But last night, there were some people asking me as the show ended, so what's going on with this rolling the bats? And anytime I mention it, we probably get three or four texts. So what is rolling the bats, which is a completely fair question. You got to be hardcore college baseball nerd to really even know the mechanics of it or to even know what it is. That says a lot, though, about the national media. And last night did, too. The way they handled it on social media and the way that they stayed away from the elephant on the broadcast. Come on. I mean, look, this is something that is happening in front of us. Explain it. You guys got no problem explaining if the third base coach is tipping pitches and you did a great job about fanning your glove and doing it with every pitch. And I thought it was really good stuff. I thought, man, this is what this crew should be doing at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday game, elimination game. But some of the other stuff, like the scholarships, anytime I mention the unfair scholarship that private schools are using a loophole, the DBU could have 29 rides and Texas has 11.7, that's kind of a big deal. How come no one ever mentions that at D1 Baseball or Baseball America? And I like and respect a lot of these people, but I've seen that too long, and it's probably going on what now? I'm 39, 24 years I've been in this industry. Quarter century almost. That's bizarre. But think about it, Chad. there's a lot of media people that I guess they get a kick out of knowing a little bit more. And I'm not saying I tell you everything I know. There's a lot of stuff I don't because I don't think it's right, and it's maybe personal stuff for someone, or there's just no reason to expose that on the air. Stuff like this, there is a reason. This is happening, and it's been happening for a long time, and nobody talks about it. I know because of the text that we get. What the hell is the scholarship thing? Well, why don't you start doing your job and talking about it, national media?
The thing that confused me about yesterday was we were watching it happen. We talked about Albert Bell. Trey referenced the Necro situation back in the day.
Yeah.
You remember when they caught Necro with the emery board in his pocket? Remember that one?
And he tried to pop it out.
He tried to flip it out and it fell on the ground.
That was great.
There was that one. Sammy Sosa and the cork bat deal where the bat broke.
He didn't cheat for anything.
Remember when that bat split on Sammy?
Oh, yeah.
And they're holding the bat. They're carrying two parts of the bat. You can see where it was cored out.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing. So
didn't he try and, like, sprint to grab the piece of bat also, players are never doing?
So, you know some bat boy probably got urinated on for that, you know?
So what I don't...
His English was a lot better then, so he told them.
So what I don't...
I told you that was your only job.
I figured last night, in fact, as I was getting ready to go home last night, I got on my phone, I made sure to record the rest of the game, you know, from that point on to make sure, and I was waiting for that moment where I'd get home and I could hear them discuss it and really talk about cheating in college baseball.
Didn't happen.
And what's the boundary line? And hey guys, in my experience, I never knew a team that did that.
No.
Or I saw plenty of teams that did that. They really stayed away from it.
No, they do what they usually do, national media with college baseball, and they got on both knees and really worked LSU hard.
Oh man.
I mean, it was good work.
That was bizarre. It was really bizarre. All right, there's your one and done. College World Series continues tonight with Louisville and TCU. Louisville, if you could please put on some normal jerseys today.
They got good colors.
You had to have brought them with you. Good basic reds and whites. The Cardinal logo is great. That old school L logo is
looks
great.
Cool. Yeah.
Stop that goofy Astro-like thing we made fun of the other day. The digital camo. Just quit.
Do you think Rice fans see that L and think, hey,
think they took the font from them?
That's our deal.
Hey, I don't know if Rice gets to own the old English font, do they?
College baseball, I think they may.
Maybe. And LSU could respond with, well, we're here.
Well, not LSU, you mean Louisville.
I mean Louisville. I'm sorry. Louisville could respond with, well, we're here and you're not.
Yeah.
So can you mind if we use it for now?
I tell you what, our coach stays up past 5. How about that? when our coach eats lunch, your coach is eating at the same time. He's eating dinner.
Speaking of, I
love Wayne, by the way.
I think Rice does have dibs on the lettering because Wayne is the man responsible for Old English lettering.
That's a good point. He did invent the Old English.
Was the alphabet around then?
24 of the letters were.
Do you know who would have the most fun with this conversation? It would probably say the two funniest things that were out there.
Graham?
Wayne Graham. Yeah. Wayne. I don't know if I've ever been more surprised. I sat there for an hour and talked with a guy and I thought, oh, God. You know,
an awesome old coach.
Yeah. I think Durwood had already died by then. You know,
there aren't enough of those around anymore.
We need a grandfather. Can awesome. We just hang out?
Did you go coaches. Into that interview wanting to hate him, too?
No.
Because he's a Rice guy?
Okay. No, because he played at Texas and he wanted this job. And so I respect him a lot. But I didn't think he would be that funny and that cool, to be honest.
Yeah.
And he's got some old man in him.
Right.
But, I mean...
What is he just like break?
I'm his audience. So.
Yeah, right. No, that's true.
If he throws a dame out there, he's only getting a chuckle from me.
That's right. You would tell us if it was something else. All right. So Afternoon Blitz is coming up. I'm told the leadoff guy may already be on. So call 447-3776. Fill out that Blitz lineup. Get in line. It's almost time.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs, your tailgating headquarters with a Texas-sized selection of lower-priced everything. Cheers to savings.
The Blitz.
Additional sponsor, Trey.
Today's additional sponsor is the Dreadlock Rat Tail.
That is not what you want.
It's good luck.
Don't do that, kids. All right, first Blitzer, you're up.
Boys, last night was a tough one. My wife, she's from Columbia, and when she was 15, she got impregnated with boy twins. She knew the best thing to do for everybody would be to put them up for adoption. Well, one went to a family in Mexico. His name is Juan. The other one, he was adopted by a family in Saudi Arabia. His name's Amal. I came home last night. She was crying. I said, baby, what's wrong? And she said, I got a letter today from Juan, and it had a beautiful letter, and it had a picture of him, and now I'm sad because I just want to know what Amal looks like. I said, baby, they're twins. If you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Next blitz.
He waited for that.
He did. Next blitzer. You're up.
Hey, it's Jerry Jones. I was just going to see if I was caller 10 for those Bill Cosby tickets.
Oh, come on, man. God. There's no need to link Jerry to something like that.
Next, no, there's not.
No, don't do that. Next blitzer, you're up.
I want me some glory hole.
No. Next blitzer, you're up.
¿Conoces el hombre verde, el hombre verde, el hombre verde? ¿Conoces el hombre verde que vive en Austin?
Bueno! Very nice. Bueno. Nice work. Next blitzer, you're up.
Hey, man, I got some breaking news.
Yep.
Hey, it's been announced that Baylor just announced that Bill Cosby is the first place on his tour.
See? You didn't. As soon as he said
I'm glad
Baylor,
I didn't think of that.
I know.
Because yeah. Cosby's kind of like the Heimlich story. When I think about that,
right.
I very quickly get to a much happier, safe place.
I agree. Next blitzer, you're up.
I think BK and Trey have been having too much fun extracting man gravy with that fleshlight.
That is gross.
Is that why he's sick?
I am planning to eat later, so let's not go down that path.
That was part of the some of the rumor today that a lot of the listeners thought.
It was toy related?
Yeah.
Stick to the
well put.
Stick to your video games, Brad. Next blitzer, you're up.
Just don't get curious with those things with your mouth, Brad. That's all.
That's just why would you? Next blitzer, you're up.
Kevin Dune.
Yo,
this is Master Bates. Your master summons you to bring your dolphin tail, my Peyton Man thing, and my flashlight to pleasure me.
I'm waiting, but it sounds like a party.
Wow.
Sounds like a party.
Did they have a Tony at the end of it? Or
no, that was Master Bill Bates.
William Bates.
I see.
Master William Bates.
Gotcha.
That's well done.
Fair enough.
Good job.
Next blitz.
Good blitz, Chad.
I so far, I'm impressed. Yeah, knock on wood. Next blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, I wanted to give Trey props, not just for the new show he has with BK or all the crazy topics they're hitting on, but in all those little interviews they do, they've been really good. I've never once heard him say, "Like, did you for the Chicago?"
That's the story of Mike Matheny and the bird poop.
That is true professionalism.
That is.
You know why that is? Because we made a bet with Trey at the beginning of that show, because anytime during an interview, if he mentions he lives in Chicago, he owes Kevin and I $10 apiece.
Yep.
So that's why he hadn't said anything yet.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well,
that's the deal.
Each of you guys $10, because Andrew Santino, who is a stand-up comedian, also starring in the new Showtime program, it's called I'm Dying Up Here, he's from the Windy City. I mentioned it at the beginning of that interview, so I do owe each of you guys a 10 spot.
Fair enough.
Why'd you mention it? Just kind of just reference.
You know, I know what I'm talking about here.
Because he filmed it in Chicago at the Vic Theater, and so I said, I totally understand why you have such pride for that city. It's a running joke around here, but I lived there for 7 years. I bring it up all the time because I value that experience so much.
There you go.
And he was like, dude, stop talking about Chicago so much.
Did you live there for 7 years?
Yeah.
When does that show when does that show start? I'm Dying Up Here?
It's through 3 episodes now.
Oh, they're already started.
I'm current on it, which is not always the case for me with television these days.
Okay.
It's a great program. If you're looking for something new to watch, it's only 3 episodes in. I highly recommend it. It's about the stand-up comedy scene in L.A. in the 1970s.
Right.
But ironically, it's more of a drama than it is like a slapstick comedy.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm expecting.
I'd really like to see that.
It to be good. It's a Showtime show, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Have you seen Masters of None? We talked about it last week.
Masters of None. No.
Aziz.
That's the Aziz show.
Yeah.
I have not.
And a lot of food stuff.
I have not, but you would have been proud of me on the vacation. I went down a Netflix comedy wormhole, and I just started watching stand-up after stand-up after stand-up.
I've done that.
I started with Louis C.K.
Nice.
And then I went to Sarah Silverman.
Because right after it'll say recommended.
Yeah. I went Louis C.K., Sarah Silverman, David Cross, Joe Rogan.
Check.
And Patton Oswalt.
Okay, 5 for 5.
Those were the ones, and I
was must have been laughing your butt off.
And I was just about to crank up a Jim Jeffries when we were coming home.
Okay,
Jim is solid.
I haven't started watching that one yet.
Burr, have you watched any Bill Burr?
I have some Bill Burr ready to go. I haven't watched that yet though.
Burr's funny, dude.
Now, when you saw Cross, is that the one that he did for Netflix when he was in Austin?
Yeah.
Didn't you see that?
You and I went to.
Did you guys see that show?
Yeah.
When he's had.
Sorry, I've seen Cross like 25
times. I'm sorry.
So.
Yeah, yeah. With the beard and the cap.
Yeah.
And he's, oh my God. There was some good stuff in there.
It was really good.
They show the woman walking out halfway through, and Cross is like, no matter what I do, somebody's always walking out. And I'm just wondering, like, there's 8 hours of my stuff out there, right. So you'll know who I am. Yeah. It was so funny.
Like, why is your mom showing up at that?
Yeah, right. My mom is never going to go see David Cross.
No, and she shouldn't.
No,
but
never.
But David Cross should still be allowed to play.
Of course. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was funny.
That was the taping we were at.
Yep.
I don't think she was actually walking out. I think he had that ready to go in his head for when somebody that kind of fit the stereotype.
When somebody stood up.
Because we didn't think she was like bolting out.
She went
like
back
that.
To her seat after that.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Okay. Yeah. Very, very cleverly done there, Mr. Cross. All right. Coming up, it's the 5 o'clock hour. The NBA draft is coming up tonight from Brooklyn. Brought to you by the G League and Watered Down Basketball. This is The Horn.